Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Reincarnation has been defined as the transmigration of the soul, and according to the teaching of some Eastern religions, you may have had a previous existence in a lower form of life, and that as the result of your personal goodness, you move up the ladder in each successive rebirth towards heaven. Question: does Christianity embrace reincarnation? And if not, why not? In answering that question, may I remind you there's a great deal of difference between Christianity and the religions of the world. Religion is man's search for God, but Christianity is God's revelation to us through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. There is a great deal of difference. Both Christianity and Judaism stand together in suggesting that the Bible says nothing to even suggest a previous existence, which some would think of as reincarnation. Nothing to infer that you were someone else or something else before you were born, or that if you don't behave yourself in a future existence, you may be born as a horse who pulls a kalesa in Manila's Chinatown. The Bible, though, does make some pointed statements which deny what reincarnation teaches. Like what? First, it tells us that humankind was made in the image of God, first generation. He took the dust of the ground and made the first person, Adam. This was the pattern with no suggestions of an evolution from lower forms of life to a higher one, either physically or spiritually. Then the Bible teaches clearly that at your death, your eternal state is fixed. That's good news for believers in Jesus Christ. On two different occasions, Paul talked about death and dying and going immediately into the presence of the Lord. Writing to the Philippians, he said, "I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body." And the Greek text makes it clear that departing and being with Christ takes place at the same time, disallowing any migration of the soul towards heaven. The Bible stresses the fact that life now is your opportunity to make preparation for all eternity. Paul puts it, "I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." But what about a second chance, one after you die? Doesn't God believe in second chances? In answering that question, may I tell you a true story? When I was speaking in Britain, a pastor told me of a man who had come to his church week by week for many years, but never become a Christian. One day the man told the minister, "Pastor, you just don't have what it takes anymore. You used to preach and it scared me to death. I would clutch the pew in front of me and hold on with white knuckles, but now you preach and it doesn't bother me a bit." It wasn't the pastor who had changed or grown ineffective. The man who came to church and repeatedly rejected the message week by week had become calloused, insensitive, and indifferent. God's Spirit can be quenched. The voice of His Spirit can be finally stilled. God is a God of second, third, and fourth chances, but there is a limit to His grace and patience. No wonder He said long ago, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." The real issue is not reincarnation. It is whether the Bible is God's revelation and whether or not it's true. And when you answer that question, you fix your destiny.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.